Chapter 7. Two Hearts. Joe and Dan swam to a large rock and got out of the river. They sat down, wet and cold. Joe rubbed Anne's arms to try to keep her warm.
Are you okay? Joe asked.
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, just great, said Joe. They both laughed. You know, you were great back there, he said.
You weren't so bad either, said Anne.
She looked up into his eyes. Joe leaned forward and kissed her.
Well, I guess we better get going, said Joe.
They stood up and hurried back to Joe's apartment. Back at the apartment, Joe played the radio softly and poured two glasses of wine. In the bathroom, Anne changed out of her wet clothes and into some of Joe's clothes. Then she fixed her hair. When she was done, she opened the door and joined Joe.
Are your clothes all ruined? Asked Joe.
No, they will be dry soon, said Anne, smiling.
You look good, said Joe. You should always wear my clothes.
It seems that I always do, said Anne with a smile.
I thought a little wine would be good, said Joe, handing her a glass.
Shall I cook something? Asked Anne. She drank her wine.
You can't, said Joe. I don't have a kitchen. I always eat out.
Do you like that?
Well, life isn't always what one likes, is it? Said Joe.
No, it isn't, said Anne sadly. She looked away and sat down.
Are you tired? Asked Joe.
A little.
You had quite a day.
A wonderful day, said Anne. She smiled as the radio announcer came on.
This is the American Hour from Rome, said the voice on the radio. Now for the news. Tonight, there is no word from Princess Anne, who fell ill yesterday. She was on her European tour, the announcer said. This has made some think that her condition must be serious. Many in our country are worried for her health. Anne stood up and turned off the radio.
The news can wait until tomorrow, she said.
Yes, said Joe.
May I have a little more wine? I'm sorry I couldn't cook us some dinner.
Did you learn how to cook in school? Asked Joe, pouring her more wine.
Yes, I'm a very good cook. I can sew, too, and clean a house and iron. I learned to do all those things.
Anne stopped suddenly, then continued.
But I have not gotten the chance to do them for anyone, she finished.
She turned away sadly.
Well, then it looks like I will have to move out and get myself a place with a kitchen, said Joe.
Yes, Anne said with a sad smile. The two looked at each other without saying another word for a few moments.
Anne looked away and drank the rest of her wine quickly.
I will have to go now, she said.
There were tears in her eyes. Joe watched her as she stood still for a moment. Then she ran into his arms and started to cry on his shoulder.
Anya, there is something I want to tell you, said Joe, holding her.
No, said Anne.
She kissed him.
Please, say nothing.
They held each other for a few more moments. Then Anne looked down and let go.
I must get dressed, she said.
Heartbroken, Joe watched her walk into the bathroom and shut the door. Soon, they were driving through Rome without saying anything to each other.
Stop at the next corner, please, said Anne,
as they neared the embassy. Joe slowed and stopped the car. He could see the embassy gate up ahead.
I have to leave you now, said Anne without looking at him. I'm going to that corner and turning. You must stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
Yes, said Joe.
I don't know how to say goodbye, said Anne. I can't think of any words.
Don't try, said Joe. Again, Anne threw herself into his arms. She began to cry. Joe held her tightly, and they kissed again. They held each other for a while until Anne turned her head to look up the street. She looked at Joe again. They smiled weakly at each other. Then Anne turned away, opened the car door, and got out. Without looking back, Anne walked quickly down the street. Her walk turned into a run. Joe watched after her until she turned the corner. For a moment, Joe wanted to get out of the car and run after her. Instead, he turned on the car engine and drove away. In the embassy, Princess Anne stood in a large room. She faced the ambassador, general, and countess. They were all dressed in their bedclothes. The countess was crying and wiping her nose. "Your Royal Highness," said the ambassador, "you have spent 24 hours away. What happened during that time?"
"I was not feeling well," said Anne. "I am better now."
"Ma'am, you must appreciate that I have my duty, just as Your Highness has your duty," said the ambassador.
"Sir, you won't find it necessary to use that word with me again," Anne said. "If I did not completely understand my duty to my family and my country, I would not have come back tonight, or, indeed, ever again," said Anne. "Now, I understand we have a very full day tomorrow. You must all get your rest. You may leave."
They stood still for a moment, then bowed and left. At the door, the countess picked up a tray. She brought it to the princess.
"No milk tonight," said Princess Anne. "Thank you, countess."
The countess bowed to the princess and left. She closed the door behind her. Finally alone, Anne walked to the window. She sat down and looked at the city below for a long time.